Falling forward, third down, 4 yards to go.
Yeah, it's a good thing Darren Soule stuck his hand out, made a shoestring tackle on Nick Perry. Otherwise, he had a lot of running room. But that brings up a third down and four, maybe five for Cass City. Just where the Bearcats need here, a chance to stop this Red Hawk offense.
And it's a handoff around the right end. They have the first down. Sawyer Cuthrell breaking free. He's into Ubley territory, across the 40-yard line, all the way down to the 37, brought down by Roman Welton on a big gain for Cass City. 16 yards when all said and done.
Sawyer Cuthrell gets through the line of scrimmage and bounces to the sideline, turns it upfield, and Roman Welton, showing some speed, actually chases him down from behind to make a big tackle for the Bearcats that probably prevented a touchdown, Clark.
First and 10 from inside Ubley territory, 10.5 to play in the third quarter, leading 21-0 over the Bearcats. T formation, working off the right hash, left right across your radio, white uniforms. Hand off to the left side man, Sawyer Cuthrell, gets down to the 35-yard line before forward progress is stopped. That will be a gain of 3 yards, second down, 7 yards to go, brought down by Eric Wuschlager.
That's first time we've called Eric Wuschlager tonight. 6'1", 160-pound junior defensive lineman for the Bearcats. Plugs up the hole and is first on the scene to get his hands around Sawyer Cuthrell, and it didn't take long, and a whole bunch of Bearcats were there to help bring him down.
9:50 left in the third quarter. Cass City on their first drive of this second half. T formation. Ubley showing blitz, now retreats. Hand off to Personowski, gets through that B gap, and he's marching all the way down inside the 25, has the first down, and the scrum stops him at the 24 for an 11-yard gain brought down by Lucas Rothy, but not until after the first down marker.
Yeah, tough, tough run there by Cass City. Gets through that defensive line, and next thing you know, linebackers are chasing the running back backwards down the field, and it took four or five Bearcats to eventually make the tackle. Lucas Rothy, though, first one there to slow down the running back.
First and 10 from the Ubley 24-yard line. Cass City trying to add on to this already 21-point lead, 21-0 here from Ubley. It's a handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell, cutting down the middle. He's inside the 10-yard line, actually going to stop him right at the 10-yard line. And it's more than enough for a first down, stopped again by Dan Rutkowski as Kansas City methodically marches down the field.
Yeah, methodically, 10 yards at a time, attacking this defensive line, going right through, right now. I mean, these running backs are looking very, very good, but you can credit this Kansas City offensive line. Very, very athletic.
Hand off to Personowski around the left end, inside, close to the 5-yard line, and falls forward across to the 4 for a bring up second down and goal to go, brought down by Roman Welton.
Another tough, tough run that with broken tackles and just straight power by the Cass City offense. I think that was Personowski on the carry, and just Bearcats bouncing off of him left and right before he's finally tripped up inside the 5. Ubley on their own goal line here needs to make a stop and try to slow down this Cass City offense.
A handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell, and he's into the end zone, standing up, touchdown Cass City. Sawyer Cuthrell marches in from 3 yards out for the fourth score of Cass City's night. It's now 27-0 over Ubley.
Again, they bring Sawyer Cuthrell. He's on the far left side of that wing tee, and they let him come behind the quarterback, Erla. And then that leaves Personowski and Perry as lead blockers through that right side. By the time Cuthrell gets the ball, there's lots of white jerseys making blocks. He finds the first gap he sees and doesn't miss it.
And the extra point from Lounsbury is no good. Wide left. So the score remains 27-0, Cass City over Ubley on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory. inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Nothing. Cass City leading, kicking off to Ubley, and it comes in at the 20-yard line roughly and brought down at the 24-yard line. Ubley will start fresh downs, first and 10, right to left across your radio with 7:59 left in the third quarter, trailing by 27 points.
Kickoff to the Bearcats. Roman Welton returns the kick. Stiff arms the man, number 11, Brad Hacker, but doesn't quite get away from him as Hacker makes a nice open field tackle, pinning the Bearcats way back in their own zone to start this drive.
First and 10, as looks like we're having some cleat issues for a running back for Ubley. Either that or they're going into the reverse prevent offense. T formation, Wright hands it off to his third man, swinging to the left, and gets out for maybe a yard out, maybe 2 yards across the 25, out to the 27-yard line, brought down by Brady Warford of Cass City.
Yeah, Brady Warford, a big body on that defensive line. He's another guy you can credit on the offensive line, doing a lot of work, working both ways for Cass City. And this time he gets credit for a tackle on Roman Welton, who apparently was the guy who was trying to fix his shoe there, Clark. Might have been just tying him.
Second down, 8 yards to go for Ubley. Two receivers wide to the right. It's a handoff through the middle to Derek Brown. He has the first down. He's across the 35, across the 40, still on his feet, all the way to the 44-yard line, and brought down by Sawyer Cathrell out of the secondary. A big gain for the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, it looks like Derek Brown off to a big gain there, Clark. He gets out into some space, and he's the guy that can excite and get this Ubley offense going. He is the heart and soul of this offense. He is their number one go-to guy, and he's going to have to show it here. And look at this, a little something different here, Clark. We got two receivers to the left for the Bearcats.
Two men in the backfield. Wright is still under center, and it's a handoff right through the middle, and it goes for maybe a yard out to the 46-yard line. Brown on the carry, brought down by Jake Lawrence, the senior lineman for the Redhawks. Second and 9. Still 27-0 Cass City. Ubley with the ball moving right to left across the radio at their own 46.
Well, no, showing that they haven't been able to get into the middle on this Cass City defense, they take two playmakers and put them off towards wide receivers, see how the defense reacts, and try to spread out some of those defenders. And then Ubley tries to hit them right up the middle. No gain. The Cass City defense responds.
Wright keeps it for himself around the left end, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, sheds a tackler, and drags him all the way to midfield. That'd be Shade Personowski. And Wright gets out for a 4-yard gain.
That's number 85, boys. That's Parker Hare, the defensive lineman for Cass City. He holds down that side of the field, and he doesn't miss tackles when it comes that way. Jeffrey Wright made an individual effort there that was very good to get 5 yards as he breaks a tackle. But there and have it. Parker Hare, as sure-handed as they get on that right side of that line for Cass City, brings him down.
Halfway through the third, 3rd and 5 for Ubley at midfield. Hand off to Brown, shedding off to the right side, to the far sideline, has the first down, then dives across the 40 all the way down to the 37-yard line, brought down by Brad Hacker. And it's a new set of downs for the Ubley Bearcats into Cass City territory.
I like it. Get the ball to Derek Brown and get him outside of the tackles. He runs right at his right tackle, bounces to the outside. Then it's a foot race to the sideline, and there's not too many guys who are going to beat Derek Brown to the sideline. And Brad Hacker gets close to him, and as soon as he does, he hits the brakes. That would be Derek Brown. Hacker goes right on by, and Derek Brown goes upfield for a few more yards.
Wing tee to the right, and it's a handoff right through the middle, and it goes for maybe a yard to the 36-yard line. Derek Brown with another carry. Brought down by